But the bottom line is we've got Coach Shannon Sword in studio. We've got Brandon Stewart, the SID of Ursuline College in studio. And people say to me all the time, I've got some Ursuline gear, okay? Well, I wore it to the store the other day with the arrows and loud and proud. All we know is that college sports and academics, of course, student athletes, alive at the Ursuline College campus. And Shannon, you got to be excited about this basketball season.
Yeah, we are. You know, we've got a brand new gym.
A world-class brand new gym at the Sister Diana Stano Athletic Complex,
yes,
right?
Yes, you've been there, so I hear.
It's great. I can't wait to see a game in there, too. Do you feel, and you know, some places like the old city schools, when I go to like a Cleveland City School to watch a game, East Tech still has that rubberized floor, this and that, and there's some band boxes. But, you know, they have that character to them. But, I mean, the gals, your team, the young women on it, you, your assistant, this is big-time basketball, and there's something that you are building that needs to fill that building up, and I know that you know that too, but the players have to react to that, to their environment also.
For sure. You know, it was really rough the last 2 years traveling around and playing our games at other schools and practicing at a church every day, and, you know, it's just something to be said for having your own gym and having your own locker room, and just helps with that sense of pride and sense of school community.
Did you have a quote-unquote home court that was not your home? And of course, the horrible storm that went through, and thank golly there was no loss of life, but it leveled your gym.
It sure
a few
did.
Years ago, did you have a home, one that you played in more than anyone else?
We played at John Carroll more okay. than we played anywhere else. They were really great in offering us gym time. We also played some games at Lake Erie College and Notre Dame College as well.
Very good. Shannon Sword is the head basketball coach at Ursuline College, the home of the Arrows. Have to ask you this. You're the fourth head coach in Ursuline College basketball history. You comfortable there? You like it there? You want to be around for a while?
Yeah, I like it a lot. A big reason I took the job is because Ursuline was transitioning from NAIA to NCAA. So we're NCAA Division II school fully right now. So, you know, that was definitely a challenge. And I think we've done a nice job transitioning. And, you know, we're able to compete with Division II schools now.
Coach, where'd you play in college?
I played at Cleveland State, right down the road.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Was Kate your coach?
Kate was my coach my senior year.
Okay,
was her first
she came
year.
In then. Well, she's doing a great job there, too. You know
yep,
that?
She's doing a great job.
Now, will you, when you have your schedule set, and apologize, it's been a crazy day, will you want to play the Cleveland States eventually? Like, take a deep breath and say, let's just see what they can do. That would be like one of those early in the season games.
Yeah, the nice thing about when we play Division I schools is they're exhibition games, so they don't count on our schedule. And we played Cleveland State, I believe, my first 2 years in mm-hmm. exhibition games. This year we played at Ohio State, which was a really cool experience for our girls. A lot of them had played there in state tournament games, and it was just a really good experience.
When did you start picking up the rock and start dribbling around, start shooting, saying, hey, you know what? This is cool. We can do this. I can do this.
I don't remember it, but my parents tell me I was sitting in closets with basketballs when I was like one. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it because, you know, you're not supposed to be playing sports. Of course you are. I have two daughters, a volleyball player and a rower. So, you know, they love it totally. What kind of game did you have? Come on, I'm putting you on the spot, Coach.
I was probably a kid like a lot. I like the offensive end of the floor better, and like to shoot the three a lot.
She can shoot it. She can shoot it. Don't let her lie.
I know. I've seen her pass records, but the bottom. But you moved your feet on defense, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I realized how important that was.
Now I've got to ask you this, and I'm sure it transfers to the young women on your team. We're talking to Coach Shannon Sword, the head basketball coach at Ursuline College. You know what? To me. And I don't know if you know this or not, that I got my nickname playing basketball in high school.
Oh, okay.
But God played a very, very cruel trick on me. As I joke, he made me 5'9", white, and gave me seven fingers. Or so now, but I can go to my left in high school. But you know, nothing, I love nothing more at times than taking a charge. Because the other person, I'm going to just go to a hole this net. You get planted, and you close your eyes for a second. I had a coach just tell me, say the Hail Mary. And I would get hail out, and you get flattened. And you go, see, there you go. You don't even think about it. But the bottom line is, when you're playing defensive time, or get a stop, or jump in that passing lane, or have those anxious hands and flick a pass away or get a charge, there's a rush in that, almost like draining a three, isn't there?
There is, and you know what? I think most people don't realize that until they're, you know, are out of their playing days and coaching. But the really special players, at our level and at the college level, you know, definitely understand there's two ends of the floor. Nothing does get our team more excited than somebody stepping up and making a big defensive play.
Coach, I want to get the Sox. I don't want to forget, and I've got to talk to Brandon Stewart a bit too, is that you have a road game tomorrow, correct?
Correct, at Tiffin.
And then Sunday, 2 o'clock in the brand new Sister Diana Stano Athletic Complex. What's the official name, Brandon?
That was it. Sister Diana Stano Athletic Center.
Center, there you go.
Complex
sounds kind of, it doesn't sound as warm as Center, okay? And the beautiful Ursuline campus, 2 o'clock. Notre Dame comes calling, another Division II school. Kind of a little bragging rights there, isn't there? I mean, you're not that far apart.
No, not at all. We're about 5 miles down the road. We're both off of Cedar Road there, and I know our girls have gone there some to play open gym and know their players. And it's definitely, it's a rivalry, so I know we're all looking forward to it.
Coach, you're bringing a recruit on campus, and I need to know from you because you talked to them. The first time, I went to campus a couple years back to meet Sister Diana, is that, you know, I'm coming off of Cedar, and then I go down the Lander, and I turn into the school, and there's a parking lot. I'm going, there's a parking. This is it. But then I kind of get out of that parking lot and start winding back. I thought I was in Shangri-La. That's how beautiful the campus is. And now you come around there, and you see the new athletic center there. Open some gals' eyes up, doesn't that, when they're out and about looking around. And in D2 also, there is some scholarship money, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We have scholarship money at the Division II level. And, you know, I think a lot of people aren't familiar with Ursuline. And there's a lot of recruits we bring on campus that hadn't heard of it or know anything about it until they get there. And they're able to see how beautiful of a campus we have and how great of an education and experience they can get there.
And they also see how close Beechwood Mall is and how close Legacy Villages. I mean, I have guy basketball players tell me that too. Sunday, 2 o'clock, Notre Dame. So that's the next time you're home. Are you regulating calories on Thanksgiving, or is this saying, gals, go for it, and I'll work it off of you on Friday?
Yeah, we won't regulate any calories. We'll let them go home for, actually get to go home for 2 days, so that'll be nice. I'm sure they'll go home and eat plenty, and then we'll have to have 2 days to get ready for Notre Dame when they get back.
Where is your farthest recruit from?
Most of our team is from Ohio. There's lots of talent in Ohio. We actually have one kid that's a senior from Chicago. And actually, that's it.
Yeah,
that's everyone else is from Ohio this year.
Very, very good. So I don't care if you're in the southwestern corner of the state. It's only going to take you a few hours to get home and back. Coach, I've got to shout out Brandon Stewart here in the Ursuline College Athletic Department and the administration, and also Brandon's the SID, because we have so many cool things that are going to be going on. You'll be hearing them on the air here. We've got you've got the Sounds of the Station on my show that mm-hmm. you're going to sponsor, the athletics vignette that we're going to talk about all the games. So a lot of people are going to hear all about the teams and all about the school. Brandon, I can't thank you enough, too, for spearheading those efforts.
Oh, you guys have been great. Anson did a great job from the marketing side of things with you two putting things together.
We're talking Anson Hall, one of our astute marketing consultants, sales dudes.
Yeah, you guys have made many trips out there, and we went back and forth trying to get everything just right. But I think we're going to get started next week with the vignette and then the Sounds of the Station. So it's going to be really exciting just to hear all the success that all the teams are having and get the word out about Ursuline a little bit more in the area.
Coach, we talked about some defense. And, of course, Coach Shannon Sword is our guest today from Ursuline College. Offensively, will you run when you need to run? Is it whatever's there we'll take, or are you a, you know, run and stun kind of team?
We do like to run. You know, we really focus on transition. We set a goal every game for the number of transition points we want to score. So that's really important. We've got 5 kids averaging double figures right now, so we can definitely score the ball a little bit.
I've got to tell you something. We'll never ever like, well, yeah, you're saying that because she's sitting with you. I don't care if there was a guy coach of Ursuline, okay? But watching women's basketball, I was a big Rockers fan when they played because, you know, and I would take my kids, my 2 boys and my 2 girls, and say, wait a second. That young woman just ripped on a rebound. She passed to half court. The next pass went to the free throw line, and then there was a little dish to someone going in for a layup. Bang, bang, bang. You know, passing, believe it or not, gets there quicker than dribbling. I mean, ball beats defender, ball beats dribbler, but something else, and it drove me crazy. And one time I had an assistant coach that said to one of my guys, said, you know what, you know, going to have to bring a skirt to practice, you can wear it. And I said, don't do that, because the women's teams here are tougher than the guys' teams. You know, but the bottom line is, I had my guys go, this is junior high, go to the junior high gals practice to watch them throw a bounce pass. I don't know what it is. Is it not cool? Because I, you know, hey, to me, it's very, very effective, and more so than a regular pass sometimes, which is easier to get picked off. What is it with bounce passes that women know how to do those better?
I don't know. Maybe they just read situations a little better.
Fundamentals, perhaps?
Perhaps. Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of times.
Bradley's going to be asking. The guys are stubborn, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe we should ask him.
Yeah. No, I mean, like you said, it was just it's the fundamentals of the game. And even in the first game last week, the first home game, I mean, you wouldn't think, you know, you say five people in double figures, that first game against Lake Erie put up 100 points. And it was 169, I think, was the final. And you say that, and on the women's side, and you're like, wait, triple digits? Like, that's just unheard of. But now that's kind of the way the game's going.
Fantastic. Coach, we are going to remind people quite a few times. In fact, I'm on Sunday morning again. So 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon, the new Sister Dynastano Athletic Center on the Ursula campus. You host Notre Dame College at 2 o'clock. And, B, we're going to be getting a lot of stuff on the air.
For sure.
Talking about the great Ursula College and Ursula Arrows. Coach, thanks for coming down.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. B, and I will see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Munch.
Coach, thank you. Coach Shannon Sort, Brandon Stewart from Ursula College.